Optimism or recovery has been the running theme of our conversation since the start of the year, particularly when thinking about broad agricultural sector. In the livestock industry, we are seeing a recovery in terms of exports and just general activity in various farms, notwithstanding the difficulties in the Eastern Cape and KZN, which continue to struggle with animal diseases, mainly the foot and mouth disease. But broadly, the industry is recovering. The better rainfall have also led to an improvement in the grazing felt, which assists in times when feed prices were for a period elevated and putting a lot of financial strain on the farmers. In terms of the horticulture, which is also a major important subsector in South African agriculture, fruit production is looking well, vegetable production is looking well. We see the export activity also picking up. Thankfully, the ports have also not been as hard as hit as the previous years, which is where then again we draw this optimism about where this year in agriculture in South Africa is going. But another subsector that we are particularly excited about is the summer grains and the oilseeds, the overall field crop, including even the sugar production. If you look at the output, we are recovering this year. And of course, mainly grains and the oilseeds, we are coming from a difficult season. The 2023-24 summer grains and the oilseeds production season was tough, hit by the midsummer drought and a bit of a heat wave, which led to about 21% decline in the overall output of the crop. That presented financial pressures to the farmers, but of course, this was not as worse as some of the droughts that we've seen in the past, especially because we were coming from about 4 consecutive years of good agricultural output and higher prices, which to a certain extent improved the farmers' financial conditions. So when they weren't on this drought, they were not really on their backs as it's been in the past. And now that we're seeing a quick recovery, I think the conditions will continue to be better in some farms. And yes, the recovery is not uniform. There are some areas and some patches which did not receive as much rain as we would have liked. But if you look at the overall output of the crops in the country, I would confidently say that we are on the right path. At the end of March, the Crop Estimate Committee, which is this committee that forecasts their output in South African grains and the oilseeds and releases the updates on a monthly basis. The committee is comprised of government scientists, some independent researchers, and some academics and industry participants that sit on it, and they apply a whole range of methods, GIS methods, satellite imagery, as well as surveys, and of course, the historical data to come up with the view of what they are thinking about the sector. And they've been very accurate over the past decade, so there's huge credibility on the Crop Estimate Committee. What they are saying now, in their second production estimate, there is about 9-10 estimates that they release, and they release some of these estimates on a monthly basis. And there will always be revision as the crop conditions changes, improves, or deteriorates. This time around, the crop is improving. And what they told us in their second production estimate was that, look, the overall summer grain and the oilseeds in South Africa for the 2024-25 season will be around 18 million tons. That is up 5% from the figure that they had released in February, but most importantly, up by 16% from the previous season. This comprises maize, yellow maize and white maize, sunflower seed, soybean, groundnuts, sorghum, and dry beans. So those are all of South Africa's summer grains and oilseeds. This improvement is on the back of the better yields, and I think this is the benefit of those good rains, fertilizers, and the better seeds, of course, because the area planted is roughly unchanged from the last season. Farmers planted around 4.4 million hectares. So all of this optimism and the recovery is really on the back of the better yields, thanks to these good rains. And yes, the crop is not all planted at one time. I would say this season is probably late by roughly a month from the typical planting window, which is why even now in March, at the end of March, we're still continuing to receive rainfall in South Africa, and we don't think that these rains are actually causing damage. If anything, they are beneficial. The reason for it is the fact that while in a typical season you would start worrying about getting rains late in the season because they will cause some rot, this time around there is some of the crop that is still flowering, and I think that the rains at this time will help. And of course, from mid-April onwards, we would like to see the rain drying up so that the crop could continue to mature. And I think if you observe the weather forecasts over South Africa, they suggest that's the path that we are heading in, which is why we remain super optimistic about the crop this season. There are about 8 more production estimates that will follow, be released monthly. And of course, our sense is that all of those, or much of those, will be show an upward revision. These recent rains are still, I'm still of the view that they've been beneficial. And I think that when the Crop Estimate Committee releases their monthly update for April, we may see them inching up this 18 million tons of a crop even slightly higher, and of course speaking then to that optimism. But now if you take a step back from the big number and you say, okay, let's look at the major crops, starting with maize, which is a staple crop in South Africa. How much maize for the 2024-25 production season? The estimates for maize, second production estimates, is that we may have a crop of about 14.6 million tons. That is up 5% month on month, and of course up 13% on a year-on-year basis. About 7.7 million tons of that is white maize, up 26% year-on-year, while about 6.9 million tons of that is yellow maize, up 1% on a year-on-year basis. Really, the difference is a switch. We saw that farmers planted more white maize as their prices are more attractive and reduced the yellow maize planting area. My sense is that this estimate will still be revised up. If you look, for example, on a data that is coming out of the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, the Pretoria office, they also tend to be accurate and very good in their estimate. They looked at the non-commercial and the commercial estimate. Here in the data that I've just read out, which is 14.6 million tons, this is commercial estimate. On a non-commercial smallholder and a commercial, the USDA thinks that South Africa's maize production will be at 16 million tons. My sense is that then this one will be revised slightly up and we will end up closer to where the USDA figures are suggesting because of these excellent rains, especially in areas that planted late and could still benefit immensely from this. So we are broadly optimistic about South Africa's maize production. A crop of this size then means that South Africa will remain a net exporter, because remember, South Africa's annual maize usage is just around 12 million tons. Or if you want to be exact, the latest estimate places at 11.8 million tons, which implies then that we will be left with some surplus that we could put in the market. And we think that the Southern African countries will be some of those beneficiaries, but we are of the view that our exports, even to the broader Far East, the likes of Japan, Taiwan, will recover in the coming season. So that's that optimism that we're having. Another important crop in the South African context is soybeans. Soybean production this time around is estimated at about 2.4 million tons, up 29% from the previous season. And this is again on the back of the better yields, because the area that is planted is roughly unchanged. And I think in the context of this then, we may see that in the coming season, South Africa won't be importing as much soybean oil cake as we did this year when we had a lower crop. And we will crush our own oil cake and be able to supply the feed industry, which thereafter supplies the poultry and the livestock industry. So South Africa is in the right path in that way. Sunflower seeds, the production is estimated at about 770,000 tons. That's just under 800,000 tons, up 22% from the previous season. It's the same story as soybeans, the improvement in yields, area roughly unchanged or from the past season. So that's that recovery that we are seeing also there. But the good news are not limited to the major crops in here, because if you think about groundnuts, the peanuts, Peanuts production in South Africa is up 29%, estimated at about just under 70,000 tons. And if you think about sorghum is just under 140,000 tons, up 40% compared to the previous season. Dry beans are just under 80,000 tons, up 56% from the previous season. And I think then, of course, the percentage increases on a year-on-year basis are big, because that's a base effect because of that drought of last year. But overall, the picture is pointing to the right direction about the South African crops. Overall, I think this is a year of a recovery. And I think then that optimism, as well as that recovery, which has been the running theme of our conversation since the start of this year, is really based on these figures that are just put out about what is going on our side. And of course, then the implication of this from a consumer perspective is that we think food price inflation, especially in the second part of this year, will remain largely benign. In the first half of the year, we may still see grain-related products in the inflation basket lifted a little bit, because they will reflect the higher prices of the end of last year and into the first quarter of this year, especially on white maize. But then now, maize prices are starting to soften. But of course, there is a lag between all of the before all of these things starts to show in the case of the consumer level. And I think then at a consumer level, you will start to see more of these gains when we go on into the second half of this year. That's what I wanted to put forward in this monologue of this week, folks. And of course, if you listening to this podcast or for the first time, my name is Wandi Lesihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. And you can follow me on socials under Wandi Lesihlobo and read my blog. I post regularly on my Substack, wandile.substack. You'll be able to get regular update and subscribe there. And huge thanks to the people that assist by making sure that you are able to hear this voice in your various platforms. And that is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. The huge thanks to them. And do follow our podcast on socials, Mkokeli Podcast, so that you can get some updates there, as well as the publisher of this podcast. That's the Financial Mail. We'll come back next week with one of the other themes in the South African or African or global agriculture.